Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Punks Podcast. Brian and I are here today with an episode that we were both pretty excited about.
Yeah.
For a while here, we've been talking about it. But next Tuesday, our episode technically airs Wednesday at midnight. So it's basically Tuesday night. But Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. And so Brian and I are going to come to you this week with an episode full of some Irish punk, Celtic punk, Irish folk music kind of stuff. So a good playlist for the episode or the holiday coming up. So
Pretty excited about this one.
Yeah, I know we've both been rattling off bands that we knew of just kind of naturally into some Irish punk music and stuff. We're going to move a little faster. I know sometimes Brian and I start talking about a band or music or just something random, and we kind of go down a rabbit hole and start talking more, but we want to make sure we get some good music in this time, and we both have some long lists with a couple songs from each band that we want to play, and so we're going to try and move a little quicker. But again, just to run through the usual stuff, Brian and I both work at Lakeshore Public Radio, Lakeshore Public Media in Northwest Indiana, and we're a public radio station. We started this podcast to bring some good music and highlight some local artists here in the region. You can find more information about us on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast. And Brian, you also got the Spotify going for us.
That's right. Find Midwest Punks. It's a user that you can search, and you can find all the playlists for all of our shows.
Yeah. And so if you don't want to hear Brian and I talking, you can go there and just hear the songs that we're pushing out. But follow us on Facebook. Drop us a message. Let us know if you got a band that you want to hear. Maybe we'll do a poll to see kind of some favorite Irish punk bands that people have, and maybe do some an episode where we touch on some of those. But we're always looking for recommendations and stuff, so just get a hold of us and let us know if you got a band or anything we should hear. So
that's right, we have the email address too. Yeah, so that's midwestpunkspodcast@gmail.com, so shoot us a message there and let us know about bands as well.
Yeah, so having said all that, Brian, I guess we can get right into
it. You ready?
We got a couple people on our list. I'm going to go ahead and start with Dropkick Murphys. So they're a band, they're I guess an American Celtic punk band from Boston area, Massachusetts. They formed in 1996. They were originally on the Hellcat record, which was which is founded by from Rancid. Tim Armstrong from Rancid, and so they released five albums on that record, and they had a different singer back in the day when they started, and around 2007 they got a new singer, Al Barr from the Bruisers, and they moved over to their own record label, which they're still on today, which is the Born and Bred Records, and it's pretty cool. They also have a they call it Murphy's Boxing, but they it's like their own boxing promotion that they do, and they're really big into charity, so I think some of the funds they raise from that go to charity. They have boxing, clips of boxing, and a lot of their...
Nice, it's just a regular style boxing, not like a bare knuckle
it's legit boxing.
Okay.
They do tournaments, and I've seen them, they put them on Facebook Live and stuff like that, so they're really... I've been to a couple shows where they were at a concert with them in Rancid, and they always have like a signed jersey that they're auctioning off, and all the money goes... They have their own foundation and stuff, so they're really good guys. There's a video of them on Facebook that was kind of going around of the singer. There was a kid who couldn't leave his house, and a bunch of people started going up to his windows and interacting with them. And the singer from Dropkicks went up there and was singing a couple songs to him. They are probably best known for their song "I'm Shipping Up to Boston," which was in the movie The Departed with Leonardo DiCaprio and all them. Awesome movie. So that kind of got them, out there in the headlines, but they've released 9 studio albums, 3 live albums, 3 EPs, a couple of compilation albums. They have a new album called Smash stuff up, but just another word for stuff. I guess we try to keep it radio appropriate. We are a public radio station, but Smash Stuff Up is out, and they're touring a lot on the East Coast, but I'm holding out hope that they're going to come to Riot Fest in Chicago, because I already got my tickets. So I think they were there last year. I did just see them at Louder Than Life Festival, so they do play festivals and stuff. So
awesome. I saw some about some more bands were announced for Riot Fest.
Yeah, they're starting to release those. But yeah, so I guess the guys aren't really Irish, obviously from the Boston area. They have some Irish roots and stuff. And so they have more of a kind of heavier rock and punk sound to them. But I really like them. And the first song we're going to play is one of my favorites from them, Rose Tattoo.
Just a great song. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they got like banjos and I don't even know what other instruments in them, but it's just a really cool sounding song, really good lyrics, really meaningful. It's a thing with their fans that, you know, the Rose Tattoo kind of thing. I have a Rose Tattoo, kind of influenced by them, but, you know, just something that they kind of commemorates with them and stuff like that with their fans. So, but yeah, it's just an awesome song and always makes me want to go get a tattoo. So.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much, but this song always does it. So, all right, I guess I rambled on long enough about Dropkick. So, again, Dropkick Murphys, Rose Tattoo.
What album is this off of?
This is... I don't know. I don't remember which album this one's off of, but
we can look it up in the break.
Yeah. And then but it's an awesome song, and I, like I said, I hear it all the time.
So hard to so many playlists on my Spotify and things nowadays. I don't album things come off of.
Yeah, I never really pay attention to the album, but it's off of their Signed and Sealed in Blood is
okay.
That. Yeah.
Awesome.
So which is a lyric in this song that we'll hear too. So,
excellent. Let's get started.
All right. Rose Tattoo, Dropkick Murphys.
Tell the story. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, and then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, lay this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty to the north. Through the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo, in a rose tattoo. Thank you.
That was Rose Tattoo from Dropkick Murphys. Again, I love that song, man. That
song's so good, yeah.
I know, all the components in it, and they got those traditional Irish kind of sounds in there too, but it goes pretty heavy for a while. And they're one of my favorite bands to see live. I've seen them a few times at a show with Rancid. I've seen them at Louder Than Life, and during the day, at night, they're just awesome. So we definitely recommend going to see them. We're going to try and squeeze in one more song from them. We're going to try and squeeze in two from each of these bands just because Brian and I are so pumped. So real quick, this next song is called Finnegan's Wake. It's actually an Irish-American like ballad that was a song was first published back in 1864. And it's kind of like a staple of the Irish folk music, kind of looking online, did a quick Google search on it. The band The Dubliners played it a lot, but the story of the song, what it's telling the story of, is a guy, Tim Finnegan, who was born with a love for liquor, so he had a little bit of problem, falls from a ladder, breaks his skull, is thought to be dead. The mourners at his wake become rowdy, spill whiskey on him, and it causes him to come back to life and join in the celebrations. So whiskey causes both his fall and his resurrection, and it's kind of just a, you know, I guess kind of a typical Irish.
The many uses of whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely have to partake in some whiskey on St. Patrick's Day. Just gotta be what you do. So again, Brent, you got that queued up?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, let's listen to Finnegan's Wake from Dropkick Murphys.
All right, here we go.
Tim Finnegan lived in Watling Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty hearted, a beautiful broke, so rich and sweet. To rise in the world, he carried a heart. See, it's sort of a tipping way, with a love for the liquor, poor Tim was born. Help him on with his work every day, hit a drop of the catheter every morn.
Why did you die? I hugged your arms and fanny my knee. And back put it on, I'll dance to your partner. Wrap the floor, you'll turn to shame. Was it Kitty took up the job. Kitty, she says, you're wrong, I'm sure. Kitty then gave her a belt on the gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Then the war did soon engage. Woman's a woman and man's a man. Shitty low is all the rage, and a row and a ruction soon began.
Mickey Maloney raised his head with a bottle of whiskey.
All right, and that was Finnegan's Wake from Dropkick Murphys, the second song from them that we played, but just awesome band. Definitely recommend checking it out. So many albums, like I said, too. What I say, they got like 9 studio albums, 3 live albums, 3 EPs, couple of compilation albums, new album out now. I mean, they're just they're killing it with music. So let's go right into the next band. Again, trying to move faster than usual. So another one from my list, but we both are fans of them, the Pogues. So kind of an older band. We talked about them on the first episode because they were on one of my the bands that got me into punk music. They are an English Celtic punk band. Shane McGowan is the front man, and he is one of the recognizable figure in Irish kind of punk music. The band was formed in London back in 1982. They're heavily influenced by traditional Irish music, but they also have just an awesome punk sound in a lot of their music.
Mm-hmm.
But the storytelling in the songs, and they do kind of just take, like the Finnegan's Wake, and they take some of the traditional Irish folk stuff and they put it into music. At one point, kind of interesting, Shane McGowan stepped down from the singer as of the band because of struggles with alcohol, and Joe Strummer from The Clash took over for a couple years. And then the band broke up. They got back together in 2001, but then they broke up again in 2014, but they never made, so that was a long period right there, but they,
sure.
they never made any new music during that time. They just, toured and played some of their staple songs and stuff like that. But altogether, 7 studio albums, 4 live albums, and a lot of compilation albums. So, I think just between McGowan and Joe Strummer, like they just, all the connections they had, they did a ton of compilation albums. So got 2 songs we're going to try and play from the Pogues. Some of their songs go a little longer. I think I picked some of the shorter, 2 of the shorter ones. First song is one that got them the most recognition. I think back in the day, they kind of got to the top of charts with this song. It's called If I Should Fall From Grace With God. So, the Pogues.
All right, here we go.
All right, cool.
The angels will receive me. Let me go, boys, let me go, boys. Let me go down in the mud where it's all a dry. This land was always ours, was the proud land of our fathers. It belongs to us and them, not to any of the others. Let them go, boys, let them go. Yeah!
right, and that was If I Should Fall from Grace with God from the Pogues, one of their most recognizable songs, I think most popular songs, back in the day at least. They have so many songs out now, but just an awesome band, good sound with them, and some of the typical traditional Celtic and Irish sounds, a little bit of punk and some faster rock in there. Just one of the bands I can... Whenever I hear the Pogues, I always think of you know, sitting back and having a beer with my cousin or something, because it's a good drinking music to listen to.
So. Yeah, right.
And a lot of their songs are about drinking, so it kind of fits with the topic there. But we're going to go ahead and try and squeeze in one more song from the Pogues. This one's called Sally McLennane. And yeah, just you got it queued up?
Yeah, let's hit it.
All right, cool.
Jimmy Bright, our man again, the pub where I was born. He played it from the night down to the peaceful early morn. He served the souls of psychos and the men who had the horn, and they all left very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours, where the other man brought strong man's decks and he had too many pairs. So I sad to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving, and he took the rod for God knows in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song, our ties long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. But sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think of me returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. The years went by, the times were changed, I grew to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sid Sally McLennan. I took the cheers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I played the pump and took the hump and wore the whiskey down. I took the booze and horses through the men and drank the brown. I heard the sight of Jimmy's making money far away. Some people left for heaven without warning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang them a song, our time's long gone. Seeing them again. I'm sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people they are scared to cope, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain, and we kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang him a song, a time's long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. But sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan.
That was the Pogues with Sally McLennan. So we played first song we played from the Pogues, If I Should Fall from Grace with God. That last song was Sally McLennan. Definitely, they got tons of awesome songs out there if you're sitting around doing some stuff around the house or having a drink or anything, pretty much. Check out the Pogues, listen to a few of their songs. Just some awesome storytelling, awesome music, and some fast songs in there, some longer, slower kind of storytelling songs. So just loved me some Pogues. So, Brandon, I know the next band I think we're going to queue up is one from your list, and they're one who was influenced by, well, I mean, I think pretty much every band we're probably going to talk to was influenced by the Pogues in one way or another. But yeah, so who do you have on your list?
The Tossers. Okay. They are a Chicago Irish band. Yeah, formed in 1993. They were hot, popular at the Off the Alley that we've mentioned before on the show here. I actually knew these guys a little bit, hung out with them some. But they've actually toured with Murphy's Law, Streetlight Manifesto, Catch 22, Dropkick Murphys, Reverend Horton Heat, Clutch. They've been around for a while, so they've had some time to get out there. But they actually opened for the Pogues on in 2007 at a St. Patrick's Day festival.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. And so 2007, that'd be in that time frame when McGowan was back as singer, I think, when the band reformed. So mm-hmm. that's awesome. Yeah, that's something that's probably, you know, they were probably just in awe when they were sitting there with the Pogues and just this is what we would have thought we were doing at
some point. They were first getting started out, I know he was a big fan of them. So to make it to that level is probably pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're pretty amazing, and I don't want to waste any time talking here, so we can get right to listen. And I know we're trying to do two songs a band, so let's go.
They do have a lot of albums, though, right?
They have quite a few albums. They are about 12 albums total, and the two albums and EPs, and then four comps and some miscellaneous promos, stuff
awesome.
Like that.
So... we got two songs.
I think they're actually playing on March 14th at Reggie's.
Man, that's awesome.
So I hopefully can get downtown for that. But it's going to be crazy down there for the holiday.
Yeah, with that, my sister-in-law's getting married in the day before that, so I don't think I'll be able to. Getting old, I won't be able to do two nights like that. But
Friday the 13th wedding, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'll be.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. But then looks like they're coming back to Chicago too later on.
Yeah, and then on April 8th they're gonna be playing at the Sleeping Village. I'm not familiar with that place.
Yeah,
at all,
not
but,
either.
Yeah,
but that might be worth trying to check out. Yeah. For sure, because I'd love to see them. But yeah, March 14th might be a little too harsh, too close to the holiday.
Yeah, I was just down there trying to park for C2E2, and that was nuts. So
yeah, you get St. Patrick's Day in Chicago.
Yep.
With the Tossers playing, it's going to be a little rowdy too.
Yeah, I bet.
So what song do you got for us first?
We're going to start off with Whiskey Makes Me Crazy.
All right.
This is off their 2008 album, On a Fine Spring Evening.
All right.
All right, let's check it out.
Cool.
Well, I once had a job and you considered I was scout. But it's off now to the stainless place to go get me off the shrill. Stutter makes you think my animates you thin and lazy. Irish whiskey drives me nuts, your whiskey makes me crazy. Stutter makes you think my animates you thin and lazy. Irish whiskey drives me nuts, your whiskey makes me crazy.
So Whiskey Makes Me Crazy by the Tossers. Yeah. Kind of a blanket statement. I mean, whiskey probably makes a lot of people crazy. It makes me a little crazy maybe. But, you know, everything in moderation, right? So, you know, that was an awesome song. I like the fast sound. That did get me kind of pumped up, like, well, maybe I could make a March 14th show.
Right,
I don't know.
Right. It's a short one. That's only a minute and 20 seconds.
Yeah, but sometimes those ones are awesome because they're so fast. That's why sometimes it's weird to see, like, a song that I'm listening to, and I'm like, man, this song's, like, 3-4 minutes long. I'm used to the 1.5-2 minute songs, but... I know we have another song from the Tossers, again, trying to work through a long list of some Irish punk music to keep you company on St. Patrick's Day. So, Brian, what's the next song you want to play?
This is one of my favorites that they used to do back in the day, Off the Alley a lot, and kind of when they were first starting out. This is actually off of a later release that they did. They had recorded a couple different times, but the title is Tell Me Ma. It's a traditional Irish
I think I know what this one sounds like. Yeah.
I've heard different versions of this song. They change the lyrics a little bit. I play the banjo some, and kind of books that I have this song in it, and
I don't
know where, if there's like what the lyrics come from, if he tweaked them at all. Maybe we can get a hold of him somehow and see if he what he did to the song to modify it. That'd be cool. But the song is pretty amazing just to see him play it live and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
it's always
been,
you know, one that gets the crowd going. So pretty good stuff. So let's check it out. How long is this? This one's 3.5. Yeah, so we got time for a few more here. So okay. Let's hit it.
Yep. Tell Me Mom by the Tossers. Tell Me Ma. That's my best Irish.
Yeah, no, accent. I'm not even going to try that. Tell Me Ma. I end up sounding like I'm pirate, mostly. Irish.
I talk fast normally and I mumble. That's kind of like, just kind of an Irish thing, I guess. That's an awesome song. Tell Me Ma by the Tossers. And the first song we heard from them was Whiskey Makes Me Crazy. We're going to move right along because we're already about halfway through the show and it goes so quick. We'll probably throw some extra songs up on our Spotify playlist for this because there were some. I don't know, honorable mentions that Brian and I we could have just kept going with the Irish punk music.
Definitely.
So, I know you got another band from the Midwest that's next on your list.
Yes, it's another band from Chicago.
Okay.
Flatfoot 56, you ever heard of them?
Yeah, I've heard of them. I probably have heard some of their songs.
They're a Celtic punk band. They've started around 2000. They've Scottish bagpipes in their music, so okay. I don't know if it's a lot of their. I mean, I believe there's some mandolin and things like that too.
Yeah.
So it's not all bagpipes, but the bagpipes definitely give it that Celtic sound.
Yeah,
I think they have about 8 albums and EPs, and they have been playing they're playing some shows coming up in Wisconsin and at Mary's Place in Rockford, Illinois.
Okay.
So that would be the New Year or the St. Patrick's Day show, and the Wisconsin show is like the day before, so
okay, yeah.
I have to travel there a little bit. But
yeah,
I think that one day is it's a like a 9 p.m. on the 13th, on the Friday the 13th, mm-hmm. and then into the 14th they're doing like a 1:30 in the morning show. So that's going
to
be a
I'll take the wedding party out to Rockford right? after the yeah.
There you go.
Go listen to the Flat 56 at 1:30 in the morning. But
yeah.
I like I said, I'm sure I've heard some of their music. I know that their name always pops up when you know are looking at bands from the region. So they're definitely got a crowd going and got some momentum behind them and stuff. So what song? I know we're gonna try and squeeze in two songs again. So what song is the first one we're playing?
We're gonna start off with Brotherhood.
Cool. So Brotherhood from Flatfoot 56, and
this is off their 2006 album Knuckles Up.
Knuckles Up. I like it. Flatfoot 56
with Brotherhood. Yep.
Yeah, that was an awesome song. So like you said, it was off the 2006 album Knuckles Up, and we'll move right into another one from Flatfoot 56, again a Chicago Celtic punk band, still out playing shows around here and stuff. So check them out, follow them on Facebook or something, see when they're going to be playing a show. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Midwest Punks Podcast. You can contact us on there by email, share some bands with us, some of your favorite songs, and hopefully we'll get out to some shows and maybe we'll meet up with some of you. So but again, Brian, we got another Flatfoot 56 song. So what's the next one we're gonna play?
This next song is called That's Okay. It's off of their 2003 album Waves of War. I believe this one got some radio play when it first kind of started out. It was one of their more popular songs that kind of made it. So it's a lot of energy. It's a fun song. So I thought I'd give it a play.
Yeah,
get everybody hyped up for the holiday here.
Say, I'm always into the fast punk songs. So throw some Celtic sounds in there, and I'm really good.
Right.
So, all right. So this one is
That's Okay.
That's Okay by Flatfoot 56.
All right, here we go.
We'll be right back. I'm a bum. That's okay, they cost a ton. Hey, that's okay, well, that's okay. We don't need them anyway. That's okay, well, that's okay. We don't need them anyway. Go! I don't do drugs, I don't smoke pipes. That's because I have a life. I milk my cow, I milk my pig.
The water's not me, that the girls all dig.
Hey, that's okay, well, that's okay. We don't need them anyway. That's okay, well, that's okay. We don't need them anyway.
No.
So how's it going, Genius McCloud?
Yar, not so good. I bought myself a pretty parrot, but the darn thing turned out to be a woodpecker. The thing peckered a hole in the bottom of me boat, and we sunk down to Davy Jones. Davy Jones, you say?
Yar.
How is the fellow doing anyway? Ah, the old dog? He's not doing so well. He's dead. He had his throat cut from ear to ear.
Ah, you don't say.
Yar, bad luck for that fool.
Say, that's okay, that's okay. We don't need anyway. That's okay, that's okay. We don't need them anyway.
Yo, that's okay, that's okay. We don't need them anyway. That's okay, that's okay. We don't need them anyway. Go! Anyway, go! Anyway, go!
Flatfoot 56 out of Chicago, and that song was That's Okay. First song we played by them was Brotherhood. They have 8 albums, a couple of EPs, a couple of other albums and singles and stuff, so definitely worth checking out. They're playing a couple shows between Wisconsin and Illinois, but being a Chicago band, you can probably always find them. So Flatfoot 56, check them out. We're going to keep moving. Oh, we're already running down on time, but we got a couple more bands we want to try and sneak some songs in for. So next band we're going to play is the Rumjacks. So if you're not familiar with them, they're a Celtic folk kind of punk band, formed in 2008. They're actually from Sydney, Australia, which I had no idea until I started looking up. I wouldn't have thought so. Looking at the guys, they don't look like they're from Australia. But and they have kind of similar sound to Flatfoot 56, kind of that faster Irish punk music. 4 studio albums, 2 EPs. They have a new album, Saints Preserve Us, which came out in 2018, and they released a live album in November of 2019 called Live in Athens to celebrate their 10-year anniversary. They tour a lot in the UK. No dates around here at all. But first song we're going to get to is pretty fitting. It's called an Irish pub song. So it's got some cool sounds in it. So
awesome.
Definitely ready to hear this one.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with these guys, but I've heard their name and seen them around. So,
yeah, this song's pretty catchy. So,
excellent.
They're gonna make their way onto somebody's playlist after this for sure.
Wonderful. I'll make it on mine probably.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's check it out.
All right, let's go.
There's a county map to go in the wall of her. Let's stick in the shinty bowl. Irish pub.
Hey!
Caffrey's hard, cocaine, a pub, the Guinness pint, the cabbage crap, the I don't wanna be paddy trapped. We'll call it an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked to swear upon the holy book. The only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked to lock and burst your filthy mug. If you draw one more shot, I'll give me beer.
Hey! Colour and colour, an Irish pub. The Jager bombs and double shots, the underage as an Irish pub. The quick one in the filthy dog, the pint and glass across the mug of the lady. Oh, the dirty dog we got as an Irish pub. It's over to me.
Hello,
we'll skip along the avenue.
Who the hell is what he drove?
We got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked. I swear upon the holy book, the only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked. I'll offer first, you filthy monk. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer. To pick the fights, we'll call it an Irish pub. Plastic cups are polished for all. We'll hose the blood right out that door. I let the knuckles back for more. We've got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked. I swear upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked. I'll love to burst your filthy monk. If you draw one more shot, I'll give me beer. Carry on, kiss me, I'm Irish. Molly Malone, a bunch of slant, you punk my home. We got us an Irish pub. It's split the punches, strip the willows, strike me up the rakes, and mellow the lift. He never runs so shallow. We got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked. You swear upon the holy book, the only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked. You'll have to burst your filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer.
That is an Irish pub song by the Rumjacks. We're going to play. When my son was, my son's four right now, or he's about to be four. And when he was a baby, he used to love that song. I think it was all the, like the, I don't know what kind of instrument that is, not a flute.
But tin whistle.
Tin mm-hmm. whistle? Oh, yeah. So, Brian dropping the knowledge right there. Tin whistle. Got it. But yeah, my son used to love that song. So I think every time he hears it now, it still kind of like rings in his head where he's like, that song's significant. Like, I don't know. Punk music, Irish punk music, always good for the kids. So get them on it early. We're going to play one more from the Rumjacks called Uncle Tommy. So this one's a cool one. You can definitely feel the you know, mosh pit forming when you're listening to this song. So just kind of a wild, kind of energetic song. So I really dig this one too. And again, the Rumjacks have been around about 10 years. They tour a lot in the UK, but always keep an eye out for them. So this is Uncle Tommy by the Rumjacks.
All right, here we go.
Tell me it was a rifle, tell me it was a razor, tell me it was a rumbling man, a silver blade of the right shader, tell me it was a fighting man. Tell me it was a rifle, tell me it was a razor, tell me it was a rumbling man.
little bit of what St. Patrick's Day is going to sound like at a lot of places at the end. So that was the Rumjacks with Uncle Tommy. The first song we played was an Irish pub song. We were kind of talking while that was playing about the instruments that those guys play. They play the tin whistle. They have some pretty unique drums and, some other...
Banjo, of course, my favorite.
Yeah. So really cool sounding. Definitely recommend checking them out. I haven't really listened to their new album yet, but they got some really good songs and definitely worth checking out. So, Brian, you had found some award thing that is linked to some Irish bands.
Yeah, well, we got a bunch of bands here. We've been trying to hurry up and talk here so we can play more. But this band, The Peelers, I was looking up, and they had actually won it was like Album of the Year from this Shite and Onions.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're out of Boston, some kind of, they're supposed to be, well, they claim to be the online Bible for Celtic punk rock. I looked at their site after like looking at all these bands and everything. And then I just found a list of like 500 bands on this thing. And I was just started going through them. I'm like, oh, I don't have time for this. So we'll have to do another show in the future here. But,
We're already not getting to all the bands on our list. I mean, we could just keep going, like with every show, I think. But we'll throw some extras on Facebook, on Spotify, and stuff.
But go out and find that list if you can. If you're into this type of music, there's tons of stuff on there to check out.
That's really awesome.
But I don't think we're gonna have time to play The Peelers if we're gonna jump over to. Yeah. Did you want to do Flogging Molly next?
Yeah, we could do Flogging Molly.
Awesome.
So The Peelers was a band that we were gonna try and get to. I know. We talked about the Real McKenzies are a pretty cool band. Definitely worth checking out. They play like some faster music and the Mahones are another great Irish punk band to listen to. Who's a couple other brands? Just throwing some names out there. You got
the Killigans. I was gonna play. Yeah, yeah, they're from Lincoln, Nebraska. So they're
okay.
Another Midwest band.
Yeah, and. There's so many awesome Irish punk bands out there and Celtic punk bands and stuff like that. Just definitely couldn't fit them all in, but we'll definitely be sharing them because timely with St. Patrick's Day coming up. So,
Maybe we just add all of these onto our playlist and
Spotify and
check them out.
And so let us give you a soundtrack to play on St. Patrick's Day when you're sitting around with the friends or whatever you're doing. Listen to this episode, find us on Spotify, just search Midwest Punks and you can find that. We have all the songs that we play in the episodes are on there.
That's right. There's another Midwest Punks. So make sure it's the Midwest Punks podcast.
Yep. Yeah. And same with Facebook. We're Facebook/ Midwest Punks podcast.
Yep.
You'll see our awesome logo that we have, drawn up by, our buddy at JR Brand Goods. So check his site out too. He does a lot of cool unique designs and he's a graphic designer and artist and stuff like that, so support local and check his stuff out too. So we're gonna play Flogging Molly next, and I think this is gonna be the last song we're gonna be able to fit in, Brian, so
okay.
We can play out with them. They are an Irish American Celtic punk band. I think there's like 7 members in it. They got kind of a bigger ensemble and stuff that they play with on stage, and but they were formed in Dublin in 1997, so I mean, you know, I think most of the bands we've played were from Chicago or from Boston and Australia, but these guys are legit from Dublin. So they formed there in 1997. They have their own record label, Borstal Beat Records. They have like 6 studio albums, a live album. One thing that I had never heard of, it kind of unique, they do an annual cruise called the Salty Dog Cruise. It's gonna take off for the 6th time this November, so it's like you go on this cruise. I think it's like 4 days and they play a show every night and stuff, so that'd be kind of I'd not one for cruises, but it sounds cool. And they do a lot of touring overseas. I've seen them come to Chicago and like Nashville and stuff like that every now and then, so keep an eye out for them. I think we only have time for one song. We got Float queued up, is it?
You want to do Float? Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, so
queued up the other one.
We were gonna play Drunken Lullabies. They have so many awesome songs. It's hard to pick one. Drunken Lullabies is a little longer, so we'll go with Float. Both really cool songs. I remember listening to this back in the day. So just definitely check out Flogging Molly and Dropkick Murphys and the Rumjacks and the Pogues and the Tossers, Flatfoot 56. Those are all the ones we've covered on here. We name dropped a few others. Jump over to our Facebook page and Spotify to find some more, and have a good St. Patrick's Day. Have a fun St. Patrick's Day, a safe one.
That's right. And, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yeah, and we're a little early, but we want to make sure you had a playlist in time. So our next show will be the night after. So maybe while you're out partying on St. Patrick's Day, you'll be tuning into the Midwest Punks, because we air at 12 a.m. on Wednesday. So basically, if you're out partying Tuesday night, at the end of the night, you could turn us on. But for now, we have all this good music for you, and hopefully turned you on to some new bands, some new sounds. So we're going to play out now, and appreciate you listening. And this song is Float by Flogging Molly. So we'll...
All right, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, catch you next time.
Of the day, wonder what my liver to say. Drink, that's all you can do. Blackened days with their bigger gales blow in your politics just today. Listen, that's all you can do. But don't, no, don't sink the boat that you built to keep afloat. I know, don't, no, don't sink the boat that you built. Sick and tired of what to say, no one listens anyway. Sing, that's all you can. Rambling years of a lousy luck, you miss the smell of burning turf. Dream, that's all you can. But don't, no, don't sink the boat that you built. You built to keep up. I know, don't, no, don't sink the boat that you built, that you built to keep afloat. Singled out for who you are. Takes all types to judge a man. Feel, that's all you can. Filthy suits with bigot ears hide behind their own worst fears. Live, that's all you can. It's all you can.